Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 52. Let's get to another 2024 Best Picture nominee, or now we know it's the Best Picture winner, which is Oppenheimer. And it is the eighth one that we've done of the Best Picture nominees, 8 out of 10, and we will be doing the other two coming up soon, but I want to just get all of them covered. So Oppenheimer is written and directed by Christopher Nolan, stars basically everyone in Hollywood, Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Aidan Ehrenreich, Scott Grimes, Jason Clarke, and many, many others, Kenneth Branagh. And the synopsis is the story of American scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer and his role in the development of the atomic bomb. So, for anyone who has listened to the show for a while, I love Christopher Nolan, as many, many do. I think he's amazing, and really, in some ways, he's only getting better. I think Dunkirk and Oppenheimer are two of his best movies of his whole career. And I am also a big, big World War II history fan, and just mid-20th century history I love and am fascinated by. I didn't know a whole lot about Oppenheimer before this. I had a basic understanding of the Manhattan Project and of him as a person, but I didn't know much at all about the communist ties or the communist allegations. I didn't know the overall struggle and then the aftermath of the war in terms of how he was viewed by the public. So a lot of this was new to me. And more than anything, this is really my kind of movie, because it not only is taking place during the World War II period, it is a biopic, which I love, but it's done in a very unconventional way. It is also, in some ways, a celebration of intelligence, which I think is a rarity these days and something we need more of, where it's centering around someone who is incredibly intelligent, but at the same time, very smartly, Christopher Nolan also makes it a story of really a cautionary tale of the dangers of invention and what science can do in some ways, like it, how it can be used and how one act can change the world, which when the atom bomb dropped, it did change the world forever. So I think that they really do a great job of portraying and cementing how different the world is now compared to before the bomb was dropped. So I think overall, the movie is amazing. I think it's one of the best films that I've seen in years. Cillian Murphy is incredible. I've always loved Cillian Murphy, and I'm so glad that he got a showcase to be in a lead role like this. And I'm so happy that the movie did very, very well, both critically and financially. I know that the Barbenheimer phenomena had something to do with it doing as well as it did financially, but I think it still would have done very, very well at the box office if that hadn't been the case. But it's even better now because it made like $1 billion, which is insane. And the whole cast, Robert Downey Jr. is amazing. Matt Damon is great. Like Emily Blunt, it's a showcase for great performances. And not only that, this is one of the few movies that it is 3 hours long. And it's one of the only movies that I can say as of late that I was exhausted by watching, but I was not at all upset that I was. Because usually, whether it's a biopic, a superhero movie, whatever, it's like 2.5, 3 hours long. And most of the time I'm thinking, God, this is just exhausting to watch. Like, let's just get through it. Let's get through all this plot. Like, it doesn't need to be this long. And I think this is one of the only times where I was so overwhelmed in a good way by the amount of information, the amount of ideas, the style. Like, it's directed and edited so well. The music is amazing. It looks really, really good. Like, I was overwhelmed by how much was going on, but in the best, best way. Because by the end, I was thinking, God, that was a lot to watch. But I was so satisfied. And I can't say that very often these days when it comes to movies. So I would highly, highly recommend it. It's something that even if you don't have any interest in World War II or you hate biopics or whatever else, it's still an incredibly important story. And while the celebration of intelligence is there, I think for a modern audience, the cautionary tale aspect is the most important thing, because whether it's war or any sort of modern global conflict or situation, it does really speak to what can happen and what can change, and how, despite science being an essential part of humanity, it still can be used in a way that alter things in ways that maybe some ways was good, other times not so good. And I think that Oppenheimer's overall struggle with thinking, all right, I have the ability to create this. It's my job. This is what is driving me forward. But then the after effects of basically, what have I done? And so all that really hits hard. I love the sequences with Einstein, and I think that performance is awesome. But there's so many great conversations, and the interviews and interrogations with Cillian Murphy are excellent. And you would think that a movie that's 3 hours, partially in black and white, has multiple storylines going on, and it's about a guy who made the atom bomb, you would not think it would be as compelling as it is. But I was so engaged. I loved it so much. And it's one that I will forever keep as, I think, a favorite film of mine, and was definitely my favorite film of last year. And I'm really glad that it won Best Picture. So do check it out if you've not seen it yet. That is a heavy 5 out of 5.